Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking about a great new way to get your supplement needs met. My patients already know about this. Some of you Intelligent Medicine listeners, we want to turn you on to this opportunity, and as a way of helping you familiarize yourself with FullScript, we're offering a special deal. The special deal is 10% off across the board on products available on FullScript. That's a generous offer in and of itself, but also you've cooked up something, and you're beta testing this actually with us, about free shipping, right?
Correct. I mean, you know, one of the biggest challenges, or I think when you think about e-commerce today and the expectations is, yeah, you know, everyone expects free shipping.
Amazon.
Exactly. Yeah. So how do we make sure, and then not only that, you know, patients usually need these products quickly, right? Mm-hmm. They're buying them for a reason. They want to get started on their path to wellness. So, you know, we need to make sure they get there quicker. So we're beta testing free shipping, priority shipping on all orders on your account.
I'm Mike, so I'm the guinea pig.
You are, yes,
and
exactly.
And the lucky beneficiaries of it. Okay, so that's great. Yeah, and you know, because you don't have to say there was a free shipping option before, but it was free, but it just was using a method that took a little longer than necessary. So we're actually going to upgrade the rapidity of the free shipping. I have to say that even in my heyday of my dispensary, I never offered free shipping because shipping's expensive. And, you know, and there's no limit. It's not like you got to order $300 worth of product. It's like, all right, we're going to try. You think it's going to work out? Who knows? We'll see. We're going to offer it anyway. Let's see people take advantage of it. Please try to order economically. Don't just, you know, three times click in and say, I want some Ester C, and now I want some, you know, vitamin B6, and now send me some fish. Just try to put it all together so that you know, we're not hitting Kyle too hard with the shipping expenses on individual boxes. All right, but we're not putting any limits or constraints on that. Okay, so in terms of, here's a concern, you know, and I got to say, one element that is missing in the modern world is, it used to be nice. You know, you used to go to the drugstore and you knew the pharmacist and you could say, you know, chat with the pharmacist and say, you know, I saw you in church the other day and, you know, I saw your family, your kids are growing. And then you'd start, you know, talking about the weather. And then you'd say, hey, you know, my doctor prescribed this medication and I'm not really sure how to take it. And, oh, by the way, you know, I've got an earache. You got anything for, you'd have that contact. So everything's so impersonal these days. You know, it's like you order stuff, but you never talk to a person. And if you try to talk to a person, you put into a phone tree and it's click one, click two, click three. And pretty soon you're screaming, agent.
Yep.
and so what we used to have in our dispensary, and people used to like this, especially some of our older patients who are not that, internet savvy, they call up, they use their rotary phone, and they dial, and they talk to somebody, and they say, you know, I'd like to order this, I'd like to order that. This all is electronic interface, right? So you got to be computer savvy to do it. What if somebody has a question, or they want to order products, you know, on the phone?
Yeah, you know, I think when we started FullScript, a fundamental mistake that most technology companies make is that they consider their product the technology. And when we started FullScript, we considered the product the entire experience. Mm-hmm. And so for us, you know, it's not just about the software, it's about
the bells and whistles and the, you know, like, yeah.
But yeah, that's important, and you have to have a good user experience, but you also have to have really good inventory management, you have to have really good shipping, you have to have really good customer success, mm-hmm. Customer support and customer success team. So we have a customer success team that actually, you know, takes phone calls when a patient wants to place an order or has questions. That personal aspect is one huge piece of our mm-hmm. Product. It really is. And I'm very proud at FullScript to have a customer success team that is so engaged. Mm-hmm. At our company, it's one of the areas that we place, you know, the most pride on, this function of customer success representatives. I've never seen a group that cares so much, mm-hmm. and they are really the.
And it's not offshore in Bangalore.
No, we're right in Ottawa, okay. Ontario. Okay. Yeah, we do have a few people with some accents because you know it's Scottish and yes, but it's in Ottawa. Yeah, and you know we have this great group who you know gets excited every day.
And let's face it, Canadians are generally nicer than New Yorkers, so you're going to have a better experience than in general.
Again, you said it, I didn't.
It's true. But look, it's hard to live down, but that's your reputation.
Yeah, you know, I think that the funny thing is the stereotype is true at least of Canadians. I think New Yorkers are similar, but Canadians, you know, and our group, they really care. They're yeah. kind, and they want what's best for the patient.
Okay, so practically speaking, if you go on FullScript and you want to talk to a person, I got to say, I've been trying to deal with a phone company, a lot of these companies, the cable company. I can't, for the life of me, find a phone number sometimes. It takes me 10 minutes to find a phone number. It's the fine print. Finally, you get to a phone, because you had a problem that you have. You, front and center, your phone number. That's a nice thing. Because it really, I'm going to tell you as a consumer, it's very frustrating to deal with a company where everything, they want to make it all online because it's easier for them. Less people. Hey, people are expensive. You know, machines and robots are cheaper. But there is a way to talk to, and they're actually pretty familiar with the nature of the products that I recommend. And if they have a question, they shoot a question over to me, like somebody called and said, whatever, and they'll, you know, you'll get a message to me pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think those big businesses put too much emphasis on the bottom line economics without realizing that in business we're dealing with humans. And by investing in that side of the business and making customer support and customer success a value add, mm-hmm. it actually supports the bottom line long term. So you have to have that long term, you know, thinking as a company that you know, we care, and that's going to be a part of our culture forever. And as soon as you start nickeling and diming that area, you lose that culture, and it actually is a disadvantage to your business, right? Mm-hmm. Where you think about these phone companies and you don't want to do business with them, right? And so that long-term thinking, I think, is really important when it comes to providing that kind of service.
So let's say hypothetically I'm a intelligent medicine listener and I want to go in and kind of browse, you know, I no commitment. By the way, when you sign up, do you get pestered to like buy stuff, or, you know, because you have to log in, you do log in,
yep.
Right? So, but does the login, do people get inundated with, you know, pitches to, okay. So.
No, you know, our mandate is, you know, we don't want to provide any real clinical support, right?
That's, it's
that's
coming from
your
the,
job. You're, yeah. you're creating the protocols that make sense for, you know, the foundational health.
Okay. So, but let's say hypothetically somebody from intelligent medicine hears me talk about something. You know, they hear me talk about coenzyme Q10. So what's the process? Can they search that? Can they find it? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we want to make sure it's an exclusive experience. So the patient does sign up and log in, but then they get access to all of the professional grade products that you recommend and support. And they can, like any e-commerce experience, can find the products that are right for them.
Okay. So that you'll rather quickly be directed to all the CoQ10 products, the different dosages, the different, you know, SKUs, as you say, like if you want 30, fine. If you want to buy 180, fine. Ubiquinol is probably listed among them because it's a related product, and so on.
Yeah, and the consumer and patient can also call our customer support team, and we can walk you through it as well.
Oh, okay, great. So in terms of what I also want to reiterate is we want people to have the opportunity to, you know, give it a try. I mean, that's all we say is, you know, give it a try. It may work for you. It may not, but hopefully it does. 10% off during the month of February and March. It's a limited offer, but we want to incentivize you to explore FullScript. Plus, check out my protocols. You can find them at drhoffman.com, which is a starter pack, something basic that you can use. If you, say you're a healthy individual, you just want to maintain your health and longevity, you cover a lot of bases with our starter pack. If it's a heart concern, say you have high cholesterol, cardiovascular risk, you're concerned because you have a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, February was Heart Health Month, and I put together a list of products that I think make a difference for patients who are at risk. You can find them at drhoffman.com, and their products available on FullScript. And most importantly, everybody's coming down with something. If it's not the flu, it's a cold. And this supposedly, they say it's going to last till May. Cold weather has returned to New York. And boy, we had a huge temperature change here in New York. It was 70 degrees, 77. And it is freezing today. it's so that's talk about wild. Something that can whipsaw your immune system.
You know, it's funny. Last time we were at IHS last year,
yes.
We were in t-shirts.
Okay.
Same thing. It's like 2 years in a row of those cold, crazy temperature spikes.
But you Canadians wear t-shirts anytime it's
exactly,
over 40.
Exactly.
Right? So anyway, so the immune support protocol contains the products which I think really help the immune system because, I wish it were the case that the flu shot was 100% efficacious and didn't have any downsides whatsoever. Because some vaccines seem to work. I mean, thank goodness we've eradicated smallpox and polio. I'm not anti-vaccine. But the reality of it is we haven't nailed it. And so you can't really depend on that vaccine. People ask me, should I take the flu shot? I go, it pays your money, it takes your chances. It might be beneficial, but it's not such a strong indication that it's going to offer you a shield or even reduce the severity of the flu. Similarly, with the drug Tamiflu, I just wrote an article for a newsletter that some of you may have seen. Tamiflu, a drug which was introduced 20 years ago and has never really been proven to be efficacious. And there's also some shenanigans going on with the drug company, that the drug company, when probed by medical authorities, was very reticent about releasing the clinical data that supports the use of Tamiflu. So, okay, fine. I mean, is there some benefit? Yes. If you're in the intensive care unit and you're on your last legs, give it a shot. Intravenous Tamiflu might save your life or not. A quarter of the people who've died this year, they haven't taken the shot. Tamiflu obviously didn't prevent them from dying. But, and not to say that the supplements are 100% either, but the clinical, to look at the data on vitamin E and zinc and echinacea and AHCC, which is one of our, active hexose-correlated compound, among other, even just probiotics, there's clinical data on each of those that shows that there is some benefit. And I think if you put those all together in a combo formula, you won't be invulnerable, but you will offer yourself some shielding that the flu shot may or may not provide you. Even if you take the flu shot, there's some studies that say, before you take the flu shot, make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D and E and zinc because it'll make the shot more likely to succeed for you. So that's, are you seeing a trend that sales of some of these products are soaring this season?
Yeah, I think the flu specifically and immune support and that prevention, people are a lot more proactive this year.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed it specifically in January, actually, where a lot of those specific types of products were needed by these patients, either prescribed by a practitioner or self-selected based on
right.
a practitioner's
because
recommendation.
Once you're in, you have access. So conceivably, there are some of my patients, actual patients who see me, maybe they see me a couple of times a year, and I haven't prescribed them a product. Like one of the products I like is called Virucid, which contains echinacea and other things. I believe that is an orthomolecular product, V-I-R-A-C-I-D. I think that's in our seasonal support package. Well, they may say, let me look under that category and I'll see what is available for me and my family. Are you seeing, do you see any hot new trends that in terms of supplementation? What are some of your biggest sellers on the FullScript?
Yeah, I mean, I think the probiotic has been one that has been continued to be a trend that patients are seeing solid benefits from. So they're continuing to, I think that's probably our biggest spike where patients are, like you said, there's clinical data behind it. People feel strongly about it, and practitioners are generally recommending it as something patients should take from a wellness perspective. And so that's probably the biggest trend we've seen is the advancement of probiotics.
A lot of probiotics.
Yeah.
So your physical, your technical offices are located in Canada, but you actually have shipping from warehouses in the United States.
Correct. Yeah, we're on the East Coast, the West Coast, centralized, and we're looking at a couple other options to improve shipping and handling, including same-day shipping options. So it's really interesting to see how, you know, Amazon is starting to work and focus on, you know, being the carrier.
Right.
You know, replacing DHL and UPS.
Yes, yes.
And what's interesting is those carriers are in turn focusing on replacing the Amazon model. So they're starting to offer a lot of 3PL and distribution and logistics services that allow companies like ours to compete at that same level.
Right.
And make shipping a value add and not a value detractor.
There, it seems like that shipping, there's a gold rush in that industry that it is, and you know, I think people have come to expect that they push a button and the drone is going to drop it in their, you know, in their front yard. Yeah. It's amazing how expectancies have been molded and shaped by just in the last few years. It's incredible. So you really have a task to keep up with that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're lucky to have companies like that are actually, you know, seeing that, you know, the expectations have evolved mm-hmm. and changed because of companies like Amazon and others. And, you know, they realize that there's other companies that need to compete at the same level, and there's a market opportunity.
Right.
So, you know, we make sure that our patients have, you know, they're going to have the same expectations. So we need to be able to fulfill those.
Right. So, so in terms of where you see this in 10 years, do you have a vision for where the company will be in 10 years and where, you know, how many practitioners do you think will be using these kinds of services? I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit of a pioneer in this because we're in the early phases of services like FullScript, you know, basically creating a, you know, it's like a pharmacy in the cloud, but it's also a prescription in the cloud. I mean, the nice thing for me too is that I don't have to look for paper or paper files. You know, I can just dial it in. In fact, I can dial it in at home.
Exactly.
On a Saturday, I might get a question, and it's like, well, what's this person taking? I can see what that person's taking. Also, this is a little scary, but I can see what you're not taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you say, you know, think, well, Dr. Hoffman can't see that I kind of am not taking my vitamins. Well, yes, I can, because if you're not ordering them, you're probably not taking them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think the future and the vision that we have is, as I said, making taking the hassle out of integrative medicine. And we really see FullScript being a complete patient wellness management platform. And where, you know, I think the future is where this evolution of medicine, where practitioners are not just following the, you know, here you have a symptom, here's a pharmaceutical, and they're saying, here's a symptom, why do you have that symptom, let's figure out the root cause, and let's prescribe a full script.
And education and information, lifestyle advice, and so on.
Exactly. And I think so, you know, our goal as a company is to make it easy for practitioners to create that prescription and get
right.
it in the hands of patients.
Okay.
So we'll do everything we can there, you know, integrating with electronic health records and being where practitioners are. But our main goal is, you know, making sure that patients' path to wellness is complete. And so it's going to be supplements, nutraceuticals, it's going to be other products, it's going to be content that supports them in, you know, their path to wellness. It's going to be the fact that, like you said, you don't always see the patient every time they have a condition, right? Integrative medicine and the full script is dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Patients need to evolve their prescription for health. Integrative medicine is so much more involved from a patient perspective, where the patient is actually so involved in their path to figuring out, you know, how to be well again. You know, supporting
there's
all
a, there's
that
a, certainly
important.
A self-care aspect to it.
Exactly.
I think it's empowering to have a lot of choices and a lot of information at your disposal so that you can make informed choices, but also with to some degree of supervision from your healthcare practitioner, because it's, I mean, it's transparent, it's visible to whoever's supervising your care.
Exactly, and I think, you know, a lot of times patients in this need more of a coach or a supporter. So when, you know, as the, you know, the initial prescription, they take that, but as they go on and they need to stay adherent to their health, mm-hmm. you know, Fullscript can act as that coach and also act in facilitating that practitioner right. to act as that coach.
So here's another thing. I keep thinking of things. You know, people worry about all this data, right? So doctors are saying, yeah, you know, for your multiple sclerosis, I'm suggesting you take what it's like, but that's digital information. How secure is that information to potentially employers, the government, insurance companies? You know, that people worry about that in this day and age.
Yeah. I think, you know, as a company, there's HIPAA, which is a patient privacy protocol that we have to follow. And, all, you know, that's something that we take very seriously. It's okay. Everything from, you know, where our servers
right.
are located.
So for example, if I email a patient, you know, on my whatever, you know, drhoffman.net account, okay, you should take, coenzyme Q10, EPA, and, you know, good luck with your ulcerative colitis. That's not secure, right?
Yeah, that's not HIPAA compliant.
Yeah. I actually had one patient who's like a Silicon Valley guy, and I sent him an email, and he was furious because, I mean, in principle, he just admonished me. You know, that's not secure. You have to have a special portal, and this is such a thing, right?
Exactly.
For communicating.
Yep. It's like an electronic health record or, you know, Fullscript, okay. All these applications, that HIPAA compliance piece, and making sure patient data is secure and private is, I think, it's the number one priority of any of right. any healthcare company.
Right. So you've handled that, and that's no easy task to meet the requirements in whatever cryptography you use.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we're now working with major hospital systems in the U.S.
Okay.
Who've done all of the vetting to, you know, they have to go through in their process for making sure that a company like ours is HIPAA compliant is a full process. And so we're working with those companies now, and that's they've given us that level of feeling we are doing a great job of that.
Okay. Well, okay. Any other points that I haven't covered with you that you want to share with our listeners?
No, I think what you're doing as a pioneer in the industry, you know, when I speak about integrative medicine and how hard it is for practitioners and patients, you know, practicing and consuming and evolving the industry so that this does become more of the standard, it's like pushing a boulder up a mountain, and we all have to get behind that boulder and push. And, you know, I think, you know, we're committed to that, and seeing what you're doing in the industry, this podcast, everything else, you're obviously very committed to that as well.
I must admit, you know, change is hard because I have a modus operandi, which is an old modus operandi, is see the patients in the office, have a physical dispensary in the office, do all my communication via radio. Well, I changed that. I changed to this new phenomenon called podcasts. And that's how a lot of people are listening. And it was like, you know, 5 years ago, that was kind of a gamble. Podcast? Are you sure anybody's going to listen? Well, we're now into our 7 millionth download
wow.
of our podcast.
Congratulations.
So it's catching on. And this, I think, is, you know, I'm jumping in with both feet here because I think that this is the wave of the future. And I really commend you for, you know, your leadership in this field. I think it's really going to make a difference in the quality of care that patients are going to receive. And it's just going to open up a lot of possibilities for me, my patients, for the community in general to have access to all these things. So congratulations. I know it ain't easy, but hey, you cycled across America against a headwind. So this should be a piece of cake.
Exactly. That was easy compared to starting a company and the ups and downs of that and the integrative industry as a whole.
Believe me, I can imagine. But hey, I'm handing that off to you. That's your problem. I just prescribe this stuff.
Exactly.
You handle the logistics. Thank you very much for doing it.
Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Okay, this is Kyle Bratz. He's a entrepreneur in this field of integrative medicine. Fullscript is the company. Check it out. At drhoffman.com, And in the drop-down menu under Shop, it'll lead you right to FullScript. Also, drhoffmanshop.com is a website, an alternative website that'll also give you some information on this. 10% off and free shipping for the month of March. Give it a shot. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.